and smart. For the first time, I felt as if I fit in. I still could not see. Oh, well, no big deal. I felt good. I got married and had two children. I married a man who was not or could not be honest. For several years after we were married, I did not drink. My sister went through a divorce and moved to the town I was living in. To be a good sister, I went out with her, for she knew no one in the town. We went to a country western place that had a beer bust. You just paid a certain amount to get in, and you could drink all you wanted to drink. I thought I had arrived in heaven. We did this several times a week, and then she started meeting people and started dating. Well, I couldn't drive, so I started drinking more and more at home. Several years later, alcohol had control over my life. I had a T-shirt that I just loved. It said, "I used to hate myself in the morning. Now I sleep till noon." That described my feelings. Totally. When my daughter had to go to the hospital, I stayed sober for the 5 days she was there and told myself that I had licked the alcohol problem. On the way home from the hospital, I got drunk again. I cannot tell you the number of times I tried to stop on my own. My son would look at me and say, "Mom, why do you have to drink so much?" He was about 11 years old at the time. So one night, I got on my knees and said, "God, change me or let me die." It was at this point in my life that I called Alcoholics Anonymous and asked for help. They sent two ladies over to my house. They sat with me, and I told them that I drank because my marriage was bad. One of the ladies held my hand and said, "That is not why you drink." I told them I drank because I was part